Good morning.
Good morning, everyone, or whatever time of day that you are listening. We bid you greetings this morning, and we know that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm kind of a few minutes behind on the broadcast, but we're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're talking about slaying the giants in your life. I am Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis, pastor and founder of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries, right here in the state of South Carolina. But we know that we have obstacles. We have things that come against us each and every day. Now, how we handle it and how we win from this is up to us, and it is done by our faith and our trust and our hope in the Lord. Sometimes it may not come a direct word from the Lord, but you will receive instruction. For every battle, for everything that you face, there are instructions, but we have to get in the habit of listening. We have to get in the habit of having confidence that if we do put our trust in the Lord, that he will show us, and we are guaranteed the victory. This is about David. We're going to 1 Samuel 17, and it's very lengthy, so I'm just going to be led to pick out the verses that will bring you up to what I'm talking about. Again, this show is designed for everyone, whether you are churched, saved, unchurched, doubters, those who want to get close to the Lord. This is what this is about, so we're not trying to go over anybody's head or their level in Christ. We all have to start from somewhere. It's good to be a baby in Christ, and instead of thinking that you know it all, amen, it's good to get the full understanding. God, if you ask God, he will generously give you wisdom and understanding of the word. But in 1 Samuel 17th chapter, we see the main verses that I'm going to go through. I'm going to go to the end instead of the beginning, and then we'll come back. Verse 45 says, David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with the sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of armies of Israel, whom you have defied." As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. David ran over and stood over him, and so forth and so on. But the main point is that we can win. David had five stones, but he didn't use but one. We have many giants. We have 500, whatever it is. Giants can be people. Giants can be situations in our lives. Giants can be such things as, say, spouses that we're not getting along with. It could be our children. It could be our church leaders, our community, and it could especially be our job. There's always that person that seems to be your giant. Amen. Sometimes we have to break down those giants with kindness. Sometimes we just have to understand that these things are not beyond impossible for God to do. David said he came in the name of the Lord because the Philistine, which was the giant, was taunting him and teasing him, saying that he couldn't do this. He would not be defeated by little old David. And, you know, that's how our oppressors, that's how enemies, they feel like we're nothing. They feel like they can get over on us, that they can rule us and boss us. But we know that we serve a God that says, no, the battle is not yours anyway. This battle is not yours. You can slay the giants. You don't have to give them bad words. You don't have to be in their face. You don't have to physically fight them. You do not have to do that. Now, David had to physically do that because this was a different situation. Had he not taken those stones, we believe that He knew that it was a possibility he might need five, but look at God. He did it in one shot. One shot. And we can do that too. We don't have to go out of our element. We don't have to seek everybody in the world for our problems and our obstacles to slay our giants. Pray about it. Do something about it in faith. Glory to God. Do something about it in faith. Take your time. Believe that you can do this in one shot. David did it in one shot. Do not try to retaliate. We have a lot of angry people. We have road rage. We have circumstances where people are just fighting each other for no reason. They're angry and they're frustrated. But we have to slow it down. We have to realize that God has already equipped us with everything we need. Sometimes when you're humble, however, people think that they can take advantage of you. But those are times when you know within yourself, when you know within your heart that you have the best intentions, and they're going to see God get the glory out of you. Amen. They're going to see how your quietness, the things that they think they can get over with you just because you're small. See, David, they gave David some armor. Verse 38 says, Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. And he says here, I cannot go in these, he said to Paul, because I am not used to them. So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose five smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. You see, sometimes we're not used to the way that someone else wants us to fight a battle. Sometimes people call us to lie, cheat, steal for them, to try to get over on us because they feel that they're the giant and we're so small. But look at this. David said, I'm not used to this and I'm not going to do it. Did it his way. He did it his way. So don't fit into the mold. Don't think that you've got to do things the way that someone is asking you to do them. You think about it. You pray about it. You choose your method. And hopefully your method is a peaceful one to bring about resolution, to bring about change. It's all about bringing about change within yourself first before you can change anyone else. Amen. You might not can change the circumstances, but you can change how you think about it. And once you know that you are a giant slayer, once you know that you are victorious, once you know that God assures you of the victory, once you know that you can show up for the battle, but the Lord has said it's already won. All he's doing is using you to get glory. When he uses us to get glory, sometimes it may not be uncomfortable. Sometimes it may be uncommon, out of our element, out of our comfort zone. But when he uses you, then you just give him the glory because he could have not chosen you. But if you are the chosen, you will know that you will win. You will not lose in the fight. You will not lose in any circumstances. Your giants must come down. They've got to come down. They've been hampering over you for the longest. But now, today, this day, right here, today, June 26, 2018, you can slay your giants. You can slay them with your faith, by your trust. Put your hands in God's hands. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Glory, hallelujah. Like I said, I was a little behind on this broadcast, trying to get it to go live, and then I had to schedule it. But nevertheless, I'll leave you with this prayer. Again, this is Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries in South Carolina. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now saying thank you. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you for those who are to come. We ask that you bless them in a mighty special way. We ask that you allow them to be able to slay their giants, to take the initiative to go out by faith. And we know that, we can take some things by force. We can speak some things. Today we are seeking the victory. Today the giants must fall. They must fall. It's only going to take us one shot. And we give you glory, Lord. We thank you for everything that you're doing for us in our life. We ask that you continue to heal, set free, deliver, just do a marvelous work in our lives today and each and every day. God, we just worship you now. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Just remember, Jesus is Lord.